Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Clark Kellogg joins us now. What's going on, Clark?
Oh, man. Come on, guys. Oh, my goodness. I've seen that I don't know how many times. And it's absolutely priceless hilarity. I mean, Tom, Tom, you played a little after us.
Yes.
Charles and I. So you probably weren't flying commercial then.
My first year in the league was commercial. Yep.
What year was your first year?
First year was 90, 91.
Okay. You're on the back. Okay. So, yeah, that was the beginning of chartered service.
Yep.
But anyway, and Chuck was indignant, man. The fact that he actually said it with such conviction and then took umbrage with us because we had never heard of such and had never done that was just crazy, man. But that's Charles. There's none like him.
He's the best.
They got rid of the cloth when they made that dude.
who in the hell thinks you're actually getting your uniform clean by showering and what are you washing it with, like Dove soap or something? I mean, how's that work?
There's so many levels of absurdity to that, mind-boggling that he actually, and he was trying to find somebody to validate it the next day. He was trying to reach out and see if he could find somebody who remembered doing that from the NBA fraternity. And the closest we could get is that there were guys way before us that maybe did wash their uniforms and not with them on.
Yeah.
Basically, it maybe put them in a sink. I've done that before with stuff. But not with my uniform. I've done it with underwear or something. You know, you're in a pinch. You need to go ahead and clean it up. You know how to do that. You know how to rough it if you have to. But I never have heard of any such thing. And it's certainly gotten a lot of mileage and laughter all over the place.
That's incredible. The only thing, we didn't wash our uniforms, but the only great shower story I had was when I played for the Clippers. I grew up in L.A., so I knew all about the Clippers. I knew all about how cheap mm-hmm. they were. I just knew all the stories. So we get there, and the first day, one of the days I think we practiced at the Coliseum. So after we get done practicing, I go in there, get undressed, go to the shower. No towels. There's no towels there.
Wow.
And then I look around. There's no soap. And I was already wet at this point. So I'm like, well, what do I do now? So I walked from the shower into the adjoining restroom. And you remember that pink granulated powdery stuff that you used to get when you wash your hands? I washed with that and then I dried off. I dried off with seven hand towels.
Oh, nice.
I was patting myself dry and I was like,
wow.
After I got done, I go, man, everything I heard was true about the Clippers. It's unbelievable.
Dude, that powdered soap was terrible.
Oh, I was like, powdered soap shower with the Clippers.
It's like summer camp soap, yeah.
It was like just the dumbest stuff. Man. So,
not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
No truer words are ever spoken when people say the tournament never disappoints, because it just never disappoints ever. There's always a good story. Unfortunately, one of those good stories came at the expense of my team this year, so I wasn't real thrilled with that good story. But let's start there, because Princeton, I mean, they proved it. It wasn't a fluke against Arizona. I mean, they beat up Missouri, and I like Creighton a lot. I think they could win. I don't know if they can win it all, but I don't know if they can't win it all. They're pretty dang good. But this ought to be a really good game, because Princeton can play.
They can't. They really can't. I mean, I watched the Ivy League quite a bit. I thought Yale was the team, if they got out of the Ivy League tournament, that would have a chance to maybe make a run. And Princeton proved it, won the regular season and the conference championship as well. And then I'm still trying to figure out exactly how they won the game, other than keeping Arizona to its lowest point total. And I don't know if that was so much Princeton as it was Arizona's ineptitude. Tom, you got to give Princeton some credit. They kept things at a pace that was uncomfortable and not ideal, kept things close. They did get seven more shots, I think, in the game and made a couple of more field goals. But everything else statistically was really about equal. But I think just the fact that it was an uncomfortable pace. Arizona had not played many games where they scored less than 60 points. Matter of fact, you can count them on one hand. And so that was probably the key, that they kept it low scoring, low paced for the most part, and tight late. And we know that typically the favorite or the higher seed tends to maybe feel the pressure a little more than the underdog trying to shock the world.
No, absolutely. I thought they played, I mean, I hate to say it, but it looked like they were scared the last 5 minutes. Nobody wanted to take a shot from the perimeter. Everybody wanted to get the ball into the rim. Their big guys were laying back and forcing some of the guys to take shots, and they just didn't want to take them. And Princeton was playing with house money. So what do you think of this Creighton team, though? Because I think if Creighton gets by this game, I do too.
Tom Adam, they were one of my favorite teams to look at, because I knew they would be seeded outside of the top four seed lines, but they played at a really high level early in the season, and it was hard for me to unremember how good they were when they were fully healthy and were clicking. They lost Ryan Kalkbrenner, the rim protector, who also is capable offensively. He's a seven-footer, very, very good two-way center. And they lost him for a few games, lost a little of direction and confidence in a six-game skid. And then here in the last month and a half or so, they played like they played early in the year. And so that team is high octane, very potent offensively. They share the ball. They've got excellent backcourt players. And they're still relatively young. I don't know if there's a senior in the starting lineup for this group. And they get all of the bulk of their points from their starters. They're not a deep team, 6.5 guys, maybe seven, that are playing currently. But, you know, with the extended TV timeouts during the tournament, I don't think fatigue is as much of a factor as it might be otherwise. But they're good. I like them a lot, and I like this matchup. They're going to have to earn it, obviously. Yep. You get to this point, you're not going to play any teams that don't deserve. You don't really luck your way to the Sweet 16. You've got to perform and perform well. So I'm looking forward to the game, but I think Creighton's offensive firepower, the key will be, can they keep – you know, can they rebound well with a very good rebounding Princeton team? And can they get the fast break going? Because they want to play fast. Princeton doesn't mind playing fast, but I think Creighton wants to try to really play at a breakneck pace and see if they can maximize possessions and score at a high level. Because if that happens, I think they move on.
Yeah. Talking to Clark Kellogg on the UMA guest line. I was looking at teams in the Sweet 16. I'm trying to find teams that maybe have improved since the start of the conference tournament. I like Arkansas, what they've done to this point. They're hot. Seems like they're playing better. Yeah. Gonzaga looks like they've improved. Michigan State, it looks like they're playing solid ball. What do you make of some of those teams, and who do you identify as a team that's gotten better as the tournament has gone on?
Well, Arkansas is a great story because they really went through some adversity, guys. They lost Travion Brazil. Young man who was playing at a high level as a power forward, lost him for the season relatively early. Nick Smith, the highly touted backcourt player that hasn't really found his groove because of a knee injury. And so they went through some bumps from a personnel standpoint and health. and then just trying to work through conference play. And yet they've got a chance to make it three straight Elite Eights as a team not seeded on the top four lines. And that's a credit to those kids and their resilience, but also you got to give that coaching staff some credit. They've been able to attack the basket at a very high rate, and they've converted their free throws when they've gotten there. And they've gotten all-conference performances from Ricky Council, a transfer from Wichita State, and then Devontae Davis has played at a level that we didn't see all season long. I mean, this guy's averaging 20 a game and was at about 10 during the regular season, but the tournament is a restart, right? And that gives you a chance to reset the dial, and everything starts afresh. And these guys are confident, they're aggressive, and they're playing extremely hard and getting big-time performances from two guys. Yeah, I like them a lot, but I think I like UConn better because they, too, have improved through the course of the season. They were ranked number two at one point, beat Alabama, beat a number of good teams, then hit a skid in conference play, which can happen. And now they seem to be really playing at a high level, particularly in the second half. They've been dominant, plus 40 in the point column. Sanogo is a man in the post. Jordan Hawkins is a future pro, a laser as a perimeter shooter. Point guard play has been solid. The 7-foot freshman Klingon has been really impactful. They've got other shooters. Andre Jackson is very – I mean, they've got everything that you would want to have, athleticism, size, shot making, toughness. That's going to be one heck of a matchup. I circled that one right away when it came to be. But, yeah, I like those teams. I like Xavier's offensive firepower. They got scared in the first game and played well enough defensively in that second half against Kennesaw State to avoid losing but benefit from being scared. And they came out with great focus and purpose in the second round, and now they face a Texas team that I think will be a comfortable matchup for them. I think that's going to be a heck of a game. I like Xavier's offensive firepower and the improved defensive focus they've shown, although they're not a very deep team either. They're getting the bulk of the heavy lifting done with pretty much five guys.
Talking to Clark Kellogg, nice enough to join us. You can catch him on CBS. Charles, Kenny, Greg Gumbel, they do a heck of a job breaking down all the games before halftime and after. The game I'm most excited to see is Gonzaga-UCLA because not only get the two of the three powers on the West Coast, it's a stylistically, it's a team that loves to play rock fights and is very comfortable playing in rock fights, and a team that wants to get on the highway and just go. And I'm wondering how much UCLA's injury problems may play a part in this, and what kind of pace do you see in this game? I always love games when you get teams that want to play in the 60s and others that want to play in the 80s. It's like, okay, who can impose their will on the game? Ultimately, it's easier to slow it down, but how do you see this one playing out? Because it's intriguing.
Man, it is extremely intriguing, and if you had to pick a game to put as top billing on the marquee, it would be this one. No disrespect to the other matchups, but there's so much there. I mean, Mick Cronin is fourth among coaches in consecutive tournament appearances currently. The three guys ahead of him are Mark Few at Gonzaga, not in this particular order, Bill Self and Tom Izzo. Izzo has been the 12th. Those guys have been the 20-plus straight tournaments. Mick Cronin has been the 12th straight when you factor in how many times he took Cincinnati and what he's done in UCLA. That's a remarkable, unknown, relatively muted statistic. And he's done a phenomenal job. Wherever he's been, he's done a great job there. And you're right, Tom. I don't know which team can impose its will. Clearly, it's typically easier to slow it down and muck it up as opposed to getting on your high horse and going crazy on the highway. But Gonzaga has gotten better defensively. I think they can do some things to try to – make sure they get a pace going. The best way to get a pace going is to really get off to a great start scoring the ball. And you try to get the opponent to chase the game a little bit because they have to. And UCLA is capable now. We've seen them score. We've seen them put points on the board as well and a lot of experience and talent. So the injury situation obviously a factor, but man, I tend to always want to see offense prevail, but my head tells me otherwise, that Gonzaga is probably going to have to win a game maybe in the 60s. I think it would be a plus if Gonzaga got it into the mid-70s. That would bode well for them, but I think it's going to – I think we could see it settling into the mid-upper 60s possibly.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun game.
I just don't – yeah, it will be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Houston, Miami. Miami has some really good guards. Houston guards, I think, are a little bit better. But the thing about Houston is they just always seem to have another gear defensively. Like that Auburn game. They give up 41 in the first half and just said, all right, that's it. We're shutting your water off. And they just flat shut the water off on those guys. It was, I mean, they went by him. I'm not even sure if Auburn saw him coming and going. They went by him so fast. I like Houston in this just because I think their guards are – I think they're better, definitely better defensively, but I love the fact that Sasser looked as good as he did against Auburn.
Come on,
I love Sheed. She's just a junkyard dog. I mean, I love that guy, having that guy as my point guard. How do you see this one? Because Miami's not going to get some of the shots they got against Indiana, against Houston.
No, I like Houston too. I think Alabama and Houston earned the number one and number two overall seeds in the tournament. They, to me, are the two – most complete teams of the four seed line teams. Sasser recovering as well as he has from that groin strain, which kept him out of a conference tournament game, was really quite remarkable. I didn't know if he would be able to be effective. And it looks like he's 100% based on how he played the last game. And then you factor in additional time to rest and get treatment. Wow. I mean, that would have been my pick on Selection Sunday if I knew he was going to be this close to who he is, you know. But I like Houston. I mean, to your point, they seem to have a level of intensity defensively that can get them out of bind. And then offensively, Sasser, he wasn't able to be effective. They went to Tremont Mark. I think foul trouble kept Sasser from being a factor late. Although he did contribute, let me correct that. But Tremont Mark was the matchup that Auburn had no answer for. I mean, they basically got it to him at the elbow, and he made great decisions and got the shots he wanted and knocked them down. So they've got him, Jamal Shedd, you talked about, the freshman Jairus Walker is terrific. They've got a really, really cohesive group and guys that can go get – buckets and make plays when you need to have that happen. So I too like Houston for that reason. The defensive prowess could be the difference in that game against a really talented perimeter for Miami.
What are your thoughts on Walker? Because I've only seen him play a few times, and I was like, that dude's a pro. I mean, that guy's got length. Question. He's got range. I mean, he really kind of – I mean, he doesn't do a lot of the work because he's younger than some of the vets, and in college that's the way it works. But when I watch him play, I'm like, oh, that guy's going to be – when it goes to the next level, he'll be the best out of all of them. He may be one of the best in the tournament right now.
Yeah, he could be. I agree with you. I mean, I haven't seen him in person and watched him tons of times on tape, and I love his physicality. I love his skill level. He can make perimeter shots. He can finish. He can create his shot. He's a capable passer. You can see with some refinement, he's got a chance to be a real problem matchup as he continues to mature and refine his skill set. But he's got a package that shouts NBA when you watch him play. No question about that.
Hey, we always appreciate you coming on. talking NCAA tournament. By the way, one thing I had to ask you, being that you went to Ohio State University, are you too old now to say the Ohio State University, or do they got you saying that too?
No, no. Once a Buckeye, always a Buckeye, man. You know, I'm always the Ohio State Buckeye.
Damn it.
What about world famous? Oh, yeah, what about that one?
Until I die, Tom and Adam, until I go to the grave, man, it's going to be O-H-I-O and the Ohio State University.
Okay, all right.
And on that note, Clark, thanks for joining us, man. It's always fun catching up with you. Enjoy the rest of the tourney.
Yeah, you guys do the same, man. Always great to hang out with you guys for a little bit. Thanks.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.